He's been wanted for years. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The alleged bomb maker who brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland nearly 34 years ago is in U.S. custody. Fox's David Sputt reports from the White House.
That suspect, who was in a Libyan jail on unrelated charges, is in federal custody on his way back to the United States to face these charges in Washington, D.C. His name is Abu Agli Mohammed Massoud. He was already in that jail for those unrelated crimes, but after a two-year negotiation, the U.S. was able to get him in custody back to the United States.
270 people were killed in the bombing. More than half were Americans. Criticism continues of the U.S.-Russia prisoner swap of basketball star Brittany Griner for infamous arms dealer Victor Boot. This while former Marine Paul Whelan remains in a Russian prison. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger on ABC's This Week.
The reason I'm critical of what this deal is again, we love that Brittany's home, okay? So let's put that aside. But why is it that Mark Fogel wasn't included? And also when, you know, people say, look, it was the best deal we could get. It was the only thing the Russians were going to offer. If you make it clear that you're willing to take a deal no matter what, you're going to get a bad deal.
Paul Whelan is serving a 16-year sentence for spying, a claim denied by him and the U.S. government. After nearly a month in space, NASA's Artemis 1 Orion unmanned capsule splashed down off the coast of Baja California on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 17 lunar landing.
From Tranquility Base to Taurus Littrow to the tranquil waters of the Pacific, the latest chapter of NASA's journey to the moon comes to a close. Orion, back on Earth.
From NASA TV, the space agency is slated to fly astronauts on Artemis in 2024. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A storm system that's been dumping heavy rain and snow and causing numerous hazards in California is slowly moving toward the southwestern plains.
We're going to get some rain and some snow even into southern Arizona, Tucson. You might be seeing some accumulating snow here. And then this entire system pulls off towards the east and towards the north. We've got this really warm air mass across parts of the south. We've been seeing storms ride this jet stream here. Places like Tennessee have seen 3 to 5 inches of rain in the last few days. More rain coming here, but the threat for some severe weather by the time we get towards Tuesday could be talking about a tornado outbreak here across parts of the south.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. A volcano in Hawaii that's been spewing lava for 2 weeks is finally slowing down.
The eruption of the Mauna Loa volcano on Hawaii's Big Island may be coming to an end. Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory lowered the alert level, saying that while the mountain continues to erupt, lava output and volcanic gas emissions are greatly reduced. High eruption rates are not expected to resume. More good news. The lava that threatened a vital highway connecting the east and coastal resorts to the west is stagnant nearly 2 miles from the road. Mauna Loa was quiet for 38 years until it started spewing late last month. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
A Florida sheriff is calling for a stronger disciplinary stance by schools following claims of unruly student behavior. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey tells Fox and Friends Weekend he's passionate about potential disciplinary improvements in the county schools.
This is a shot across the bow, if you will, that we are going to stand up for our teachers, we're going to stand up for our good students, and we're going to put a stop to this craziness.
Parents of the school board held a meeting last week, reportedly, to discuss student disciplinary concerns. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.